So we've arrived at the moment of baptism. Baptism is, of course, the most important moment in the life of these children. Now, what we're going to be doing is you're going to be going back to the baptismal font, one family at a time. I'm going to be asking you a last question. You'll say, "It is," then you'll place the head of the child over the water with his face facing the roof, and then I will name the child, and I will say, "John or Mary, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son, the Holy Spirit." Now, all of this is invisible. This is invisible. But you would be catapulted into an ecstasy if you really understood what happens. You know what I mean? The catapult, you'd be shot into the sky. Catapulted into ecstasy if you understood half of what's happening. Number one, these children right now, don't get angry at me, they're spiritually dead right now, okay? Okay, they're spiritually dead right now. 5 minutes, they're going to be filled with God. Filled with God. They're creatures of God now. Creatures. So with this baptism, try to imagine you're drinking grape juice and you spill it on your white shirt. Got a white shirt? That's what they have. They have not a great grape juice stain, but the stain of original sin, it splotches, it besmirches their whole soul. Their souls are going to be white as the snow. Next, they enter into a relationship with God. Your son is going to be, or daughter is going to become, a son of God. He's not yet. Not yet. Then, what about his relationship with Jesus Christ? Jesus is going to become their older brother. What about the Holy Spirit? Their best friend. So they're going to have a father, a brother, and a friend. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then they're going to become a living tabernacle of the Blessed Trinity. Wow. That's incredible. If we really thought about this, we'd be thinking much more about this than the party afterward, right? La fiesta, huh? What else? God is going to pour into their hearts gifts that are worth more than $1 billion. They're going to receive the three theological virtues. You know what they are? Faith, hope, and charity. Faith, what is that? Faith is believing God that we don't see. What does hope mean? Doesn't mean, "I hope so." No, that's not what hope is. I hope so. No. Hope means trusting God. There we have the greatest image of trusting God is this. Look. Are you looking? Are you looking or not? Hello? Anyone home? Okay. That's the greatest image of hope in the world. Jesus said, "Trust in you." Amen? Then they're going to receive charity. What does that mean? Somebody tell me it's a girl's name in the Philippines. Okay, I gotcha. But charity means supernatural love. You know what that is? Look at the cross. Look up at the cross. That's what love is. Love is a willingness to die for the loved one, as the poet says, huh? More gifts. Do you know the cardinal virtues? Not yet? I'll teach you. Justice. Temperance. Prudence. Fortitude. Are any of you confirmed yet? Not yet. How many of you are confirmed? Ah! Okay, you can tell me the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone here knows the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And you were confirmed maybe 20 years ago. If you want, I will give you a prayer card on the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, a prayer that I wrote that the people love. I can give you free of charge if you like after the baptism, okay? Spanish and English, okay? And they are what? Wisdom. The greatest, according to Thomas Aquinas, right? Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, fortitude, piety, and fear of the Lord. Three of them perfect the intellect. The other perfect the will, and the other is the bridge between the intellect and the will, and that is the virtue of counsel, the art of decision making. And what else? We enter into a new family. As a result of this, your children enter into a new family, the family of the Catholic Church. This is a family. There are many definitions for the church. My favorite is the family of God. Whether or not you're a Filipino, or you're a Mexican, or you're from India, or you're born in New York City, we're all brothers and sisters, because if we say, Our Father who art in heaven, that means that all of us are brothers in Jesus Christ, and it all starts with baptism. Please remember that. Please remember that. If you remember that, you're going to appreciate much more what's happened today. And I invite all of you, every year, celebrate two birthdays. Every year celebrate two birthdays. The day your baby was born and the day he was baptized. We should be celebrating two birthdays every year. Do any of you know the day that you were baptized? I'm the only one. I was baptized March 25th, which is the Annunciation. Now I'm going to shock you. You know what year? 1956. I'm pretty old, right? Wow. Un viejito. In Our Lady of Martyrs Church in Detroit, Michigan. I live out that day. Every time March 25th comes, I have a little bit of cake, maybe a little bit of wine, huh? I go to town. Because that's the day in which I became Son of God, Temple of the Holy Spirit, all these wonderful gifts. I didn't know because I was only 25 days old. But what a grace it is to be baptized. But also what a responsibility it is to live it out like the mother of Francis de Sales. So Teresa is going to be calling you all one family at a time. Give me your form. You have your yellow or white form. And then I'll invite you to draw close to the baptismal font. Place the child like this, okay? Because often the parents come in and the child is like this. Yeah, and end up by baptizing the mother more than the child, okay? You're already baptized. You can't be baptized a second time, okay? So let's do it in an orderly fashion and try to follow those indications, and it'll run, God willing, very smoothly.